What's up, everybody? You now tune into the Hold On Podcast. I'm your host, Roshan Lindsay. And we say here, in order to go on, you got to hold on. And you're tuned in today to the Don't Click Comments new radio podcast that is under the Hold On Podcast. And on this podcast, we talk about bullying. We talk about the ones that are being bullied, and we talk about the ones that's doing the bullying, and also the ones who are upstanders who go and provide help, and those who are bystanders that sit and watch and sometimes record. We have so many topics on this new podcast, and we have another one coming to you today. And I want to start off to ask you guys a question. Have you ever had a negative or bad nickname growing up that stuck with you? Some people been called so many names that it stuck with them and it hurt their feelings. It changed their behavior, changed their self-esteem. And so many of our kids are dealing with it today. Now, you got a lot of people who joke, tease. We all did that, made fun of each other. And you have some who can laugh it off. You have some who think about those names as they hang out by themselves or spend time with themselves, where certain names start to affect their self-esteem, affect their security in who they are. So I want to encourage us today to know that words that stick, especially nicknames, words that stick with certain kids become their identity sometimes, because the kids are so repetitious with that nickname that some grow up with a behavior to feel, feel less valued, to not see themselves in the mirror as someone great, to not see themselves in the mirror as someone awesome, to not take a step of faith, to not reach out and socialize in certain events, to not take on certain jobs because they don't think they're qualified. And I want to encourage us today to not call people nicknames and to not call them nicknames that are rude. Do not call them names that seem funny at the time, seeing people laughing, and some of them might be like, ha ha ha, laughing like that. But at the same time, when they leave you guys or they leave the atmosphere, they end up thinking about, do I have a big nose? Do I have like something on my face? Do is my hair really that bald headed? Is it that short? Am I that black? Am I that fat? Am I that this? And I'm that? But all those things sometimes start to play on people. So we want to lift each other up. We want to encourage and empower, especially our kids, because once they start joking, sometimes it forms a strong unity in something negative rather than something positive. And the kids will start calling certain kids certain names, certain nicknames at the lunch table. They start calling them that. They start trying to get them to come over by their nickname. People are laughing. Then others think that it's cool. Like, oh, I thought that was their name. I thought that was their nickname. But inside, that child or even that adult is looking in the mirror and saying, this is who I am. This is who I am. This is what I become. I become this joke. I become this. I do look ugly now. They start speaking death to themselves instead of life. They start seeing themselves as what you identify them as. So we want to stop with the negative nicknames. We want to stop bullying by calling certain people names that can stick with them because it's popular to say. It hurts. Words hurt. This is Roshan Lindsay. You're tuning into the new podcast called Don't Click Comments. Please check us out on the FM at anchor.fm/don't click comments. We have so many other bullying topics, and I would love to get your advice. I'd love to do some testimonies. I would love to hear some of your stories, the good, the bad, the ugly. Or we want to stop bullying. We want to bring awareness to cyberbullying. We want to bring awareness to physical bullying, verbal bullying, all types of bullying, so that we can be encouraging and we can build our community to a stronger foundation as it should be. Peace and God bless.